The Space Canary is a NASA spinoff worth tweeting about.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Astronaut Harrison Schmitt described his reaction to breathing in moon dust as lunar hay fever. As NASA began making plans to return to the moon, they realized that an air quality sensor to monitor dust pollution was as important as a filtration system. So NASA's Next Space Technologies for Exploration Partnerships put out a call to develop a way to measure lunar dust. Based on specifications laid out by NextStep, Lunar Outpost Incorporated developed an air quality sensor it called Space Canary. Now, a new generation of the sensor, rebranded Canary S for solar, is monitoring air quality here on Earth. The sensor is deployed in 15 states across numerous industries. The U.S. Forest Service uses Canary S to monitor forest fire emissions in real time. The city of Denver chose the sensor to collect air quality data at local schools. In the gas and oil industry, these sensors help monitor fugitive gas emissions. Using public-private partnerships through programs like NextStep, NASA brings space technology down to Earth. And technologies like Canary S are nothing to sneeze at. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.